Colleen Eberle is with us. And the last time we talked to Colleen, we were talking about trying to hit goals and match month and everything else. And it sounds like it went fairly well.
It went fantastic. It was our best campaign yet. The goal is 50,000. That's what Hansen sets our goal at. And when we talked last, I had mentioned, you know, I wanted to exceed last year's. So in my mind, I was thinking 65, and we ended up hitting 81. So I was blown away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Fantastic. So you turned that 81 into?
We turned the 81 into just under $157,000.
Okay. So for people that are new to this, that haven't been with us when we've had you on before, where does that money go? What was the whole concept and idea behind it?
The idea really is that Hansen's trying to develop mini Hansen's all throughout Northwest Kansas. And so it's just a great opportunity for us to build our endowment, keep our money here in Mitchell County, engage our donors, and really just continue building those assets and keeping them here so that they can impact the future of Mitchell County forever.
Maybe you're, I don't know how old you are. I'm not going to ask you how old you are on the radio, but do you remember the musical boy group Hanson?
I do.
And the M-Bop song.
I
can't help, but when you said to get mini Hansons, we want more Hanson musical groups, Hanson boys singing M-Bop. But
yeah.
That went through my head for some weird reason.
Shaky
there.
Haircut.
Yeah, more than shaky. No doubt about it. Hey, they're more successful than I was, so congrats to them. Don't know what they're doing now. But anyway, it is really cool that the whole program, and then people, of course, donating money and putting it back into the community. That's
right,
really important.
Right. And on behalf of the Solomon Valley Community Foundation, our board, all the nonprofits that we serve with our grant work, we just want to say thank you so much to our donors. You know, the foundation would not be anything without the support of our donors. And it's just really amazing to see people who are invested in their communities and willing to step forward and support that. So, again, thank you so much to everybody who donated. We're looking forward to next year, and we're looking forward to just continuing to increase the impact that the foundation is able to have within Mitchell County.
We've talked about this a little bit in previous interviews with you and I think Julia and Heather as well, and the dream big idea. So for people that maybe aren't caught up to speed or update us on all that.
Mm-hmm. So dream big, I think Heather and I were here possibly maybe September, sometime around there. So as a result of, you know, donors investing in the foundation, we're able to just continually look at the impact that we're having and reassess, you know, what is the foundation's role and things like that. And so we came up with this initiative, and it's called Dream Big. And it really stemmed from this idea of the foundation taking a step back and looking at how do we not only continue to support the projects that we're doing with our fall and spring grant cycles, supporting projects that are going to improve the quality of life for residents who not only live and work here, but also what is our role in terms of looking into the future of how do we attract others to want to be part of our community? Looking at things like community development and asset-based development, projects that support economic development, they're all really important things to our community. And ultimately what we want to do is it's the goal of all of the people, the nonprofits and organizations and people who are volunteering their time to push projects through in Mitchell County. Really, the goal of all of that is to just make Mitchell County the best that it can be and look to the future and what is our future? Is it trying to attract young people to move back and invest their time and their leadership and grow their families and their businesses here? And how does the foundation play a role in that? And so it really was us dreaming as a foundation of how do we increase our capacity? How do we leverage our partnerships? How do we just continue to push the boundaries of what our impact is? Mm-hmm. So we went to our board and we said, we want to launch this initiative. We want, we asked for $30,000 and said we want to do the largest grant, competitive grant that we've done. And they were all about it. And so then we approached Solomon Valley Economic Development because, again, they're an organization who has very similar mission statements, and they kicked in 20. So we came up with $50,000 to give. And what we wanted to do is we just wanted to encourage people to dream big. What would you want Mitchell County to have if money was no object? You know, and how do we get you there? Because really what we've learned is it's not the funding, it's the leadership. It's the ability for people to continually push those projects forward, because they're a lot of work, and a lot of the people who are doing the work are volunteers, mm-hmm. you know, and so how do we support them in that? So that's the concept of Dream Big.
Yeah.
$50,000. We're looking for projects that create significant community and economic impact, that collaborate among differing organizations. And we're ready to kind of tie it up and put a little bow on it. We have our letter of intent due March 1st. Mm-hmm. So how
do you go about trying to figure out what you decide, the project that you select? Because there could be lots of projects out there. Mm-hmm. There could be, like, hardly any people have ideas. Who knows?
Right.
It just depends sometimes.
Right. We held a forum in October and just kind of allowed people to come and brainstorm. From there, they broke up into groups. And I would anticipate there's probably other groups out there who are not engaged in the Dream Big project or, you know, the process, but mm-hmm. would qualify. Mm-hmm. So we're having a workshop on February 10th. It's from 5:30 to 7:30. It'll be in the basement of the Beloit Municipal Building. And we have two groups that we know for sure are going forward and submitting a letter of intent. Mm-hmm. And that's really the process is the letter of intent is due March 1st, and then the committee will review them, and then they'll move on to the application process. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to be able to offer a workshop so that people could come and get facilitation mm-hmm. in terms of how do they move their project forward, what are we looking for, things like that. So it's not too late.
If somebody has something,
no,
maybe missed the first time in talking about these things.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I know we have two projects for sure, mm-hmm. Two groups. But again, it's open to the public. Even if you don't have a group, but you have an idea and you think that you can get that all put together by March 1st, we mm-hmm. would be more than happy to work with you and explore those options.
How would people, if they're listening right now, what would they need to do? Who they need to contact to get a hold of so they could maybe talk about those things?
It would probably be best to contact me.
Okay.
Colleen.
Hi, my name is Colleen.
Hi, I'm Colleen Everly.
I'm a former member of the group Hanson, backup singer. No, I'm just kidding.
And probably the best way is by email. So it's solomonvalleycf@gmail.com.
Okay, excellent. Mitchell County Strong.
Yes.
You know, that was huge. It was a great idea, fantastic idea. And that was brought up because of everything we went through with COVID-19 and the support area businesses that kind of began. And it's kind of, you know, gone from there. But there's another project that Mitchell County Strong is working on, correct?
Yeah, I'm excited to keep it going. Well, and actually, I should probably say we brought on Emily Benedict.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a new partner. She's representing economic development, but she's new to our little sphere of Mitchell County Strong. So we're excited to have her. She's been a great asset. So we opened back up the Hungry Heroes. We thought that coming off of the Christmas season and just, you know, wanting to spread a little joy
mm-hmm.
really was what it was. And that was a program that was really lighthearted. And it gave people the opportunity to just sponsor. At that point in time, when we first launched it, it was frontline workers, you know, mm-hmm. it was during the shutdown.
Right.
And really we wanted to kind of reopen it up with the idea of like everyday heroes. It could be anybody. We did deliver goodies to Hilltop and the Resident Care Center. We have another delivery scheduled for Friday. And it probably will be open for a few more weeks. And really what it is just giving people the opportunity to show their appreciation to anybody. Mm-hmm. And just, I mean, everybody likes to get a little goodie bag and say, hey, I appreciate you for everything that you're doing.
Sure.
So I'm excited. I would stay tuned. I feel like Mitchell County Strong is probably going to have some more things coming out.
Ah, that's a tease that we call that in the business.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done. All right. So anything else that we should add before we let you go here today on this February the 2nd, which by the way, two, if that's your lucky number, folks, it's 2/2/22.
Oh,
did you know that?
Yeah,
2/2/22.
That's pretty cool.
And now watch the groundhog will see his shadow, whatever, and we'll be in trouble. But anything else that we should mention before we let you go? Because there are a lot of things that are going on that are positive. You know, we talk about this a lot from time to time on our show. You know, we have some good news of the day that we do, and we try to entice people to submit their good news of the day. And I hear a lot of people going, there's so much negativity out there, da, da, da. Well, you know, it starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it starts with you. And one thing that's great about having you on to talk about these things today, and we've had other guests on as well, is positive things.
Mm-hmm.
And this, all of this is very, very positive to help instead of complaining until your dreams come true, as the old saying goes. And so I commend you and everybody else that works together to bring all this together and tie it together so that you can do really good things for the community. It's really mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Once again, people want to get a hold of you or have any questions or ideas.
Yeah. Colleen Eberly, Solomon Valley Community Foundation. You can email me at solomonvalleycf. Yeah, at gmail.com. Whoa. Is it Monday?
It feels like it.
There is also information on the Dream Big. If you go to Mitchell County Strong, there's a Dream Big landing page there. There you can also link off and email me from there. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Wade.
Glenn Everly with Sun Valley Community Foundation. Our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.